Törne, när du formar mig, när du talar mig, lät jag leve oavsett formar mig, när du talar mig, när du talar mig. Let me be what has fallen me. Let me fall. Let the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let me fall. Let me follow me. Let the Holy Ghost fire fall. Let the saints around us. Let it follow me. Let it follow me. Let your signs around us. Follow me, let it follow me, let it follow me. Let your signs and wonders follow. Let your hand pass, let it follow me, let it follow me. Let your healing pass follow me. Let it follow me. Let it follow me. Let your healing pass follow me. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Jehovah, we bless your name. Ancient of days, we worship you, Daddy. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Jehovah, we thank you. You are God. You are the Almighty. You remain the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the I Am that I Am, the Great I Am that I Am. The Lord of Sharon, the Lady of the Valley, the Lamb of the Tribe of Judah, the Lord God of the Light that answered by thunder, the Lord God of the Light that answered by fire. Lord, we thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rebecca. Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah El Gidol. You are the mighty, 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 mighty God. You sit up in Zion. You are put on Zion. You are the king on Zion. You are the judge on Zion. You are the king on Zion. You are the king on Zion. You bless us on Zion. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Shaking our body, but this is the garden of the Holy Ghost, Father. This morning we soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We are not by now, stop and we will die and the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning we come against every power. We come against every principality. We come against every satanic and demonic authority. International players working against them, working against our destiny. We command them, we declare them, we decree them, be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this is the day in which you, Lord, you have made. You have promised us that we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are telling us, Daddy, that you will fight for us. And we shall go like this. Your wisdom will fight for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are telling us that you have told them about Satan, about the caterpillar, about the tantrum, and nothing good or no evil shall manifest in our lives. Lord, we believe in your words. Give the Father, we talk about the Father in the name of Jesus. We talk about the Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, you remain the King of Kings. You remain the everlasting God. You remain God. The voices that are born and dying, blessed are the believers. Blessed are the holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Lord, I pray for you to this morning. You will possess your possession. And I pray you to possess your possession. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any power that in any way has harmed anyone here in your sleep and your dream, Lord, I pray, Kapuri Kasindaha, by the name that is above the names, as the sun appears this morning, begin to put the enemies away. Kapuri Kashida, begin to put the enemies away. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak of the warriors this morning. You are going to hear good news from this second, from this minute. Your ears are hearing good news. You don't hear the voice of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, anywhere and everywhere you step, you shall possess the land. You shall possess the land. You shall possess the land. In the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy is saying, you shall have the last laugh. Again, we thank you. Lord, as we go into your words today, speak to me by your power. Amen. Speak in my power. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Judah, when I commit myself to the Lord, I have no power of my own. Every word that shall come into my mouth today shall be voiced from the throne of God. Shall be voiced of fire. Shall be voiced of power. Shall be voiced of deliverance. Shall be voiced of suffering. Shall be voiced of healing. Thank you. Thank you. For in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Beloved, before the heaven says, in my usual manner, in my usual character, first and foremost, I want to welcome each and every one of us. Our Father in the Lord, Dr. D.K. Oluka, send his greetings to each and every one of you. Our mother in the Lord, Pastor Mrs. Shabuola, send her greetings to each and every one of you. It shall be well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I can see the spiritual camaraderie around each and every one of us here. I want you to travel far and wide in this place. Greet at least 7 persons. Say to that brother, say to that sister, my brother, my sister, it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Move around, travel around this place. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. You shall be congratulated. You shall be congratulated. You shall be congratulated. name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's have our seats. Beloved, I have good news for you. So many lives shall receive changes this day in the name of Jesus. So many lives shall receive a renewal of regeneration this day in the mighty name of Jesus. In a way, in a manner that the Lord has never visited you before, it shall appear in your situation this day in the mighty name of Jesus. As you are sitting here, comfortably, I want you to take this prayer point and say, glory of God,
glory of God,
overshadow my life. Glory of God. Overshadow my life. Beside you, let's look at that brother and that sister straight in the face. Tell that brother and sister that it shall be well for today, it shall be well for tomorrow, it shall be well with you every day of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, by the special grace of God, we shall be looking at a very interesting subject, and also a subject that is very, very strange. If you might ask us as we are sitting here this morning, that who do you love most in the world? And what is that thing that you love most in the world? I'll have so many answers for each and every one of us. So many of us are talking about so many things. When you are in the house of God, as we are here today, if I ask you, who do you love most? The answer, simple and straightforward, you will say, I love Jesus. When you are in the house, and I ask you, who do you love? You say, I love my husband. You say, I love my wife. And you say, I love my children. And for those of us who are still in secular jobs, if I ask you, who do you love most? When you are in your office, or the chairman of the company, chief executive of the company, ask you, who do you love most? You won't tell the chief executive that you love Jesus. I love you, my chairman. I love you, my CEO. Because you have faith that the man of God sent you. And you will lose that job. And when you are going to a party, what do you love most? That beautiful dress. That beautiful wristwatch. That beautiful cap. That wonderful gold and silver earrings. Some even love their leg chain and hand chain. Some even wear body chain, neck chain. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. But I tell you seriously, those are not the things that you love most. those are not the things that you depend on. They are not the things that you trust most. What you love most, very, very strange, is your bed. What you love most is your bed. B-E-D. Very strange. Very strange subject today. Because if you look at yourself, you look at everything around you, you'll find out that your bed is very, very important in your life. That your bed is very, very key to whatever you are doing. When you go to work, you come back from work, you undress, and if you have a wonderful pajamas or a nightdress, you enter into it, you wear it. The next thing you do, maybe after dinner or whatever you talk about it, you enter into that your bed. You cover yourself. That is the bed. Because you believe, you trust in that bed, that that bed will hold you tightly. That bed will give you comfort. You have so much trust. The totality of your body, soul, and spirit depends on that bed. That is what you love most. Not that your ring, not that your trouser, not that your suit, not that your chemise. Not. It is that your bed. You are going somewhere this morning. You jump in your bed. The totality of your body, soul, and spirit captured by the bed. That is what you love most. If you work in your offices, you move around in your offices, it's only your bed that you can sleep 1/4 of the day, 6 hours. In your offices, you sit on that your chair, you move around in the office, you share stories, you backbite, pass all kinds of information around, and you come back and sit on your chair. You never spend 6 hours sitting on your chair. It's only that your bed that you spend 6 hours in. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. What are we talking about today? We are talking about the deliverance of the bed. The deliverance of the bed. We are going to a very, very strange topic. But I beg you in Jesus' name, I want you to be very, very patient, very, very attentive. And for each and any one of you that is a good letter writer, take down each and every point that shall come from here. They are going to be very, very useful to you. The Lord shall help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you open the time you spend on your bed, you will find out that every day, 6 hours on the bed, if you are 40 years old today, you must have slept for 10 years. If you do the calculation, 6 hours of each day for 10 years. You are 40 years old, you must have slept for 10 years. If you are 20 years old, you must have slept for 5 years. What are we talking about? What is the bed? Job 7 verse 13. Job 7 verse 13. What does it say? When I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint. The bed gives you comfort. You run around, make all kinds of complaints. You come back and enter into that bed. It's a place of comfort, a place of peace, a place of rest. We are going somewhere this morning. It's an instrument of rest. What does Isaiah 57 verse 2 says? He tells us about bed is a place where you rest, where you have comfort, where you have peace. And that is the reason why God wants you to have a bed. There is no way in which, as a young man or a young woman, you want to get married. One of the conditionality, where the marriage can be free, decide to come to us to check, is to make sure that you have a bed. About them looking at your accounts, looking at everything, looking, making sure that you have a cooking pot. You must have a bed. We are going somewhere. This one, some of us are laughing. It's a very serious matter. The deliverance of the bed. The book of Isaiah tells us about everything, signifying, giving us a sample as on the importance of the bed. The Lord will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus, the bed is a pain center for some people. You wake up in the morning, you kneel down beside the bed, you begin to pray, Father Lord, as I go this morning, keep me, let me be in safety, let it be well in my going out, let it be well in my coming in. You kneel down beside your bed. In other words, the bed itself is a praying center. But again, prayer in the morning is more than that. You are supposed to pray fire prayer. Because there is danger on the road. Danger on the streets. A prayer, just like that, just kind of prayer, and you just go by that. A brother was attacked by armed robbers. Even Christians gathered together and they went to them. They packed all their things in the house and said, when you get to church this Sunday, don't give testimony that robbers came to your house and they didn't kill you. Danger everywhere. The bed itself is a prison. We are going somewhere this morning. Deliverance of the bed. What is a bed? A bed is a place of thinking. A place of thinking. A place of research. The greatest scientific research. The greatest mental generation. The greatest medulla generation that you can have is on your bed. The greatest thought comes to you on your bed. It's when you rise up from that bed, you now sit down beside maybe your table, your chair, and things, and start writing something down. We are going somewhere this morning. Psalm 53, verse 5 and 6. The psalmist was talking about God thinking and meditating on the bed. The person that you can communicate with God is your bed. The bed is a thinking place. Look at what we have in Daniel 2, verse 28 and 29. As for you, O king, your thoughts came into your mind upon your head. As for you, O king, your thoughts came into your mind upon your head. Bed is a place where you read at times. You read magazines. You read newspapers. You read all kinds of stories. And finally, you read your Bible on your bed. We are going somewhere again this morning. What is the bed? Number three. Some people, they eat in their bed. And in the morning, they wake up. Especially in a country like this, United States of America, United Kingdom. You wake up, you call, darling, give me tea. You are in your bed. You are standing. You are still on your bed. Call your husband to give you coffee while you are on your bed. All about the bed. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So people still on their bed. They will call on darling, give me brandy. They take brandy. Why? They have it just right there beside your bed. Give them the drink right on the bed. If you are somebody who is from the part of Nigeria, where I come from, they call something hot thing, ogogo, something eat while on the bed. And then the Delta State of Nigeria, they drink that one in gallons while on the bed. Sincere apologies to my brothers and sisters from that area, but we are talking about you this morning. The bed is a place of eating and drinking. What is the bed? The bed is also a place of sitting. You sit down on your bed. Ezekiel 23 verse 41. And out upon a steady bed, and several prepare before it, whereupon you have set my incense and my oil, is sit down on a steady bed. You sit on a bed. What's the bed? Number six. It's a place where you sing praises to God. Psalm 149 verse 5. What does it say? Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. That is Psalm 149 verse 5. Some people on their bed, they sing praises to God. And right there on that bed, miracles happen. Deliverance happen on the bed. There are prayers that we give to people, pray this prayer while sitting on the bed. Because we know that if you stand up and you pray that kind of prayer, there may be manifestation. But when you sit down on the bed and you pray that kind of prayer, if there is manifestation, you just fall on the bed and you just sleep off. Miracles happen on the bed. Healing happen on the bed. What is the bed? A place of enjoyment. Say, singing praises, enjoy yourself right on the bed. Because God himself loves praises. I remember a brother in Nigeria. They were having this Islamic yearly ceremony. And all these praise singers, they came. Beating the drums. The brother, an Islamic leader, had already prepared a three-piece abaya, everything to wear to the festival. But in the process of these people beating the drum and singing and dancing, the man's head, like they said in our place, got swollen up. He carried his new dress, the new abaya, everything, the shoe, everything, gave it to the praise singers. And the praise singers went away with everything. After about 2 hours, he remembered that where is my brother? Where is my child? So if ordinarily in a setting like that, we human beings, we get spiritually, quote and unquote, energized, and you can give things out. What do you think about your God? What do you think about the Lord God who has created you? That when you send praises to him, miracles must happen, deliverance must happen, signs and wonders must manifest. Amen. That is God for you. What is a bed? With members of your family, yourself, your wife, and your children, you sit on the bed. You hold annual general meeting there. A bed is a meeting place where you can only invite people who are very close to you, your loved ones, your doctor, your pastor. People who are close to you are the only ones you can invite into your room who can sit down with you on your bed. A bed is a meeting place. And when all these things are happening, we must remember that something must be attracting people to the bed. Some powers must be attracting people to the bed. We are going somewhere this morning. As you are seated there, I want you to pray this prayer. You, my bed, you will not kill me. In the mighty name of Jesus, you, my bed, You are there. You will not kill me. You will not kill me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. What does it tell us? That there are certain hidden powers inherent and buried in the bed. We are going somewhere this morning. What is the use of that bed? It's a place of love. What do you think about love? Songs of Solomon chapter 3 verse 1. You can read it when you get home. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul found him not. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul found him not. It's the same day on the bed that you think of your lovers. It's only when you are on your bed that you think of making physical love when you are on your bed. Proverbs 7:15-16. The bed is a place where you make love. That is not a new thing under the sun. This happened thousands and thousands of years ago. That is place of the bed. Any time, born out of the bed. That is love made in the garden, love made in the car, or football field, at the back beach, at the riverside. The product of that sexual encounter must of necessity be a funny child, a robot child, a very difficult child, a vagabond. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. What's the bed? What is going on in that bed? To a lot of people, or to some people, if you want me to say, bed brings money. Bed brings money. There are people, their business here is to make bed. They are millionaires making bed. Either wooden bed, though, or water bed, or chain bed, or iron bed, or bending bed, they are making money from all this. That is their business. They are interior decorators, they are carpenters, whatever you call them, they are making money from the bed. You know that bed brings prosperity onto their lives. That is the good side of bed. All that you have had, the good side of bed. When you talk about dinner, it says bed has performed certain evils that makes it to need deliverance. Bed has performed certain evils that necessitates deliverance. What are these evils? Number one, bed is a place of diseases. Leviticus 15 verse 5. A place of diseases, where diseases are inflicted into the life of people while they are on their bed. While sleeping on their bed, diseases are programmed spiritually into their lives. What are the evils from the bed? Number two, people suffer on the bed. Remember the story of Job. While on the bed, the wife was saying, "Curse God and die." The bed also performs evil. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The bed is an instrument of punishment. Do you believe that? It's an instrument of punishment. If you are only a landlord, only a landlord, and the landlord tries to take you to court for not paying your rent for 1 year, and in legal terms, they start to pay the most thing that those people will carry for is the bed. It's the bed. The Lord help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. The bed is a place where you have different types of diseases. Majority of dreams are satanic dreams. All those kind of manner of dreams. Rats on the bed, masquerade, snakes will be pursuing people on the bed. If only while on the bed, the powers of darkness will come. They will bring jollof rice. They will bring fried rice. If you are from the north that part of Nigeria, while on the bed, they will bring two shinkafa. If you are from Osun State of Nigeria, they will bring pounded yam with all manner of all soup, with all manner of nomenclature. They bring it and you eat in the sleep. Right on the bed, they will bring Coca-Cola. They know that you like drinking Coca-Cola. Not knowing that by drinking Coca-Cola while on the bed, you're already entering into witchcrafts. You are drinking the blood of witches and wizards. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. What are the evils? Evil arrows are fired into people's life while on their bed. While on their bed. Evil initiation happens when people sleep on their bed. They summon people into meetings while on their bed. Destinies of people are also manipulated. Lives, future also stolen while people are on their bed. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are here and you have ever had dreams where your head was shaved off while on the bed, today restoration shall be yours. In the mighty name of Jesus. People have even been murdered while in their sleep. People have been killed while in their sleep. Killed while in their sleep. A lot of us, they say, come home, oh, Baba has died, oh, come home, oh, Daddy has died, oh, come home, Mommy has died, oh. And people, during the time when they are doing their burial ceremony, they'll be singing, they'll be dancing. They'll be dancing all around the place. Do they know what happened to their father in his sleep? A lot of people, look at them. Some of them are even strangulated in their sleep, spiritually. Some are even sledgehammered in their sleep. Why are they dead? And the children will come. They will be happy. They don't know that spiritually, this man was murdered. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. But a place of frustration, a place of wickedness, a place of diseases, a place of wicked initiation. What is a bed? Bed is like an airport. Like an airport. The bed is a takeoff point. It's also a landing point. When they are going for their meetings, they are there right on the bed. They put their two legs on the wall. The bed is an airport. If you like it, you can call it an aerodrome. A takeoff point and also a landing point. We are going somewhere this morning. What's the bed? A bed is a place where people are afflicted with all kinds of evil marks. Witchcraft marks. You wake up in the morning on your bed and you can see all manner of marks, world gecko, all around you, all around your body. Those marks were not there before you went to sleep. They were inflicted on you. What? On that bed, the Lord will deliver you today. Amen. Every witchcraft mark on your body shall be wiped out by the blood of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The real incantations on people while they are in their bed. Enchantments on people while they are in their bed. Curses and spells. Jesus on people while they are in their bed. Is there anybody here? Anyone here? Whatever are the curses, whatever are the spiritual manipulations that the enemy has arrowed and fired into your life on your sleep, the Lord shall deliver you today. Amen. I said the Lord will deliver you today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The bed is also a place of life and death. For those of us who are doctors, for those of us who are nurses, when they are taking people for an operation, you are on the theater bed. A place of life and death. People either recover or they die on the bed. The Lord shall deliver us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. How then do you identify a bed that needs deliverance? How do you identify a bed that needs deliverance? How do you know? A commits adultery and fornication all the time needs deliverance. Number one. Number two. If your father or grandfather or your mother has ever donated a bed to you, the man before he died, he wrote his will. And right in the will, this bed should be given to so so and so person. And that bed has become something that you value so much. That bed, you cannot do without it. Every day of your life, you must sleep on that bed. And that's your father while you're alive. Your mother while you're alive. They are members of the occult. They belong to the lodge. They belong to Freemason. And you are now having problems in your life. You are married. No children. No food of the womb yet. And you think that because you are in America, you are sleeping on another new bed. The spirit of that bed, God has pursued you to America. The Lord shall deliver you. I said, the Lord will deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus, there are powers, wicked, hidden powers in the bed. You are married. No fruit of the womb. You need to get home today and begin to pray serious prayers. Pour everything out on the pillow. Pour everything out on the bed. And command the bed to catch fire. Amen. Some, their children are not doing well. They will sleep from morning till evening. Sleeping and sleeping. Anybody can sleep on the bed pillow will die of poverty. Life, don't succeed in life, don't want to spend in life. There are those people that spend less time on their bed. If you see a pastor or a minister of God that sleeps 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, he needs serious deliverance. That's the truth. Because the pastor is supposed to be a watch night, a watch day, a watch afternoon. He cannot afford to sleep. He's supposed to stand up. The Lord shall help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Bed needs serious deliverance. If you have ever bought a second-hand bed, what do people call a tokumbo bed? In Africa, a lot of people, they cannot afford to buy brand new bed, brand new mattresses. Within the limits of their resources, they go to the market and things like that. You need to pray and for God to open your eyes and see the transactions, the trade, the business, getting on the bed. The kind of topic, the kind of movement, the bed has become an altar. The Lord shall deliver you. Come, you can see that. If you ever sprayed your bed with incense, especially those who have attended the celestial church before, why don't church before? How will an incense be manufactured in India, my brothers, my sisters, for God's sake? And a celestial pastor will give you incense, go and put it in your house. Are they Christians in India? Are they not Buddhists? And you go to your house and put it in, and all the smell overshadowing the place. And you'll be having what they call evil dreams, satanic dreams, masquerade. That room has to be spiritually fumigated. That room has to be delivered. That shall be so today. Demonic books on your bed, and even by extension 6 and 7 books of Moses on the bed. That bed needs serious deliverance. When you have certain magical things that you place, that they've ever placed under your bed, whether here or where you are before coming here, or they will do all kinds of juju and put under the pillow. And you'll be sleeping. I'll be having all manner of what I call gigantic dreams. You'll be seeing giants in your dreams. A friend of mine, while we were in school, had a girlfriend. One, the ground floor, the other one, at the first floor of the house. He would just come in the morning like that, go upstairs, on his way again, the other girl, come. Let this be the last time that you come to this place and go upstairs. One on top, the one at the bottom. The girl took him right inside and he then opened the mattress. Right underneath the mattress was this black pot filled with blood. Names of different men that the girl is sleeping with right inside the blood. Beloved, a lot of men, they are going, most especially in their 40s, in their 50s, and moving towards 60. They are having problems today because of what they did 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They are still spiritually controlled by the blood covenants that they have had in the past. If there is anybody here that has consciously and unconsciously walked into that kind of trap, by the special blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are delivered today. Amen. I said you are delivered today. Amen. I said you are delivered today. Amen. I said you are delivered today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You are having problems, always having all manner of wicked dreams. Have you ever checked whether that house or where they placed that your bed, whether the place was a bed done some 100 years or 500 years ago? Have you ever checked whether you are sleeping right, your bed is right on a burial ground? That may even be the same of your problems. It may have happened hundreds, 500, 1,000 years ago. The Lord will open your eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus. So they have read incantations, they have read curses while they're on their bed. And the totality of that room is already polluted. The Lord shall fumigate them today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bed is a place of wickedness. Bed is also a place of breakthrough, a place of abundance. You either choose which one, and you choose rightly today in the mighty name of Jesus. What are we doing today? Deliverance of the bed. Deliverance of the bed. What do? You must live a holy life. A holy life. Holiness within and without. If you are married, stay very, very close to your wife. Stay very, very close to your husband. Run away from her. That's why people like us that travel all around the world ministering, sleeping in hotels. You don't know what happened in hotels. Most of the hotels where you sleep, where you have your bed, they have international demons. So you don't just get to an hotel and start sleeping. To pour anointing oil, lay your hands and begin to call fire. A lot of people that come into hotels are witches, are wizards. They themselves, they are moving altars. This is when you get to hotels, you have to pray and sweep up spiritually their evil feet. The Lord shall help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You must limit the period you stay on the bed. A minister that sleep on the bed, stays too much on the bed, needs deliverance. You must run away from all manner of sin, no matter their nomenclature. The Lord shall help us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's rise up on our feet now. Begin right around now to look at your years in the last 15, 20, 30, 40 years. Begin to have the picture of your home. The picture of your home, where you come from. Where you are born, where was it growing up? 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Those places where your parents have taken you to. Either to the Catholics or to the occult. Either also to the Riverside. Begin to have a picture of all those years. Let them begin to come into your remembrance so that when you start to pray now, you'll be hitting the bull's eye. Begin to have that picture. A full picture of your past. And what's also happening in your life today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to open our mouth now. What is this time for prayer? Is there anybody who wants to give his life or life to Christ before? So that we can pray, we can bring that person to Christ. So that person can come to salvation before we start to pray. If you are here, raise up your hand so that we can recognize you, so that we can pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to happen with that one. The Bible says that the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the Bible taketh it by force. Without looking at that bed. You are going to pray like this. That every bed that is bringing problems or that has brought problems into your life, catch fire. Are you ready to pray? Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to address your bed again. You, my bed. Hear the word of the living God. Receive deliverance by prayer. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Around our prayer points now. Because the Lord has prepared you for something good. The Lord has prepared you for something fantastic. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can see in the spirit a son standing beside a sister. Say, why are you praying like this? Why are you praying like this? Why are you praying? Shut up! Shut up! That strong man is in trouble. You You are going to say like this. Within 7 days.
Within 7 days.
Kai.
Within 7 days.
Within 7 days. You my strong man.
You my strong man.
Be bent.
Be bent.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I congratulate that sister. I congratulate that sister. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hmm. I have sent my sister, Pharaoh. The devil, let my people go. Let my people go. Those heavy pharaohs have existed at that time. They are still in existence today. They still don't want to go. They still don't want to enter into your freedom. They don't want to enter into your jubilee. We are going to cry now to the Lord. We're going to cry now to the Lord. Because the Lord must use his finger to pursue your evil pursuers. Explosive increases.
Amen.
This is our year of unimaginable prosperity.
Amen.
Who is that witch? Who is that witch that will be saying no when the Lord is saying yes? You are going to pray. You are going to pray.
Every power
that is challenging God in my life. Must somersault, they must collapse, and die. Come on now.
Every power,
challenging God in my life. Somersault, collapse, die in the name of Jesus. Somersault, collapse, and die. Somersault, collapse, and die. Somersault, collapse, and die. Beloved, this is your year. They cannot hold you down. They cannot play games with your destiny. I am the Lord that I will fight those who are fighting you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The word of the Lord in Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. You must rise, you must shine. You must rise, you must shine. In the name of Jesus. You are going to cry to the Lord now, confess it powerfully to your life. As you are praying that prayer, the Lord opened my spiritual eye. I could see power debating the plans, purpose, and desires of God for the life of a brother here. Challenging God. Having a debate. Which one is rice? Which one is shine? You. Where we are the one that gave you to mother. Marine powers. Challenges your defense. You are going to rain bullets on those marine witchcraft powers now. Every marine witchcraft power.
Every marine witchcraft power.
Hey. Yes. Beloved, you have to shout it very, very well. will be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are in a covenant now, because he is the one who has brought you thus so far. He is the one who created you. He has to defend his interest in your life. Because as a child and children of the living God, you are an investment as God is concerned. Amen? God must defend his investment. Because you are God's investment. Points to pray before we take our offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What did I mean? Every yoke of my father's house.
Every yoke of my father's house.
Harassing my destiny.
Harassing my destiny.
Bye. On fire. Your body is as if it's placed underneath fire. Heat, serious heat, having serious warmth all over your body between 12 midnight and 3 a.m. every day. They are cooking your affairs, they are cooking your body. They are placed you in a black box, cooking your affairs, cooking you. Today is your day of freedom. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray for this. And you are going to shout it. You are going to pray that your prayer shall be 14 times. Are you ready?
Yes.
Every black box.
Every black box.
Cooking my body.
Cooking my body.
Break.
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 Break. Break.
Yes.
That break is going to be 14 hot times. You are entering into your freedom now.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are cooking your affairs,
yes,
they are going to die in that pot.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every black pot.
Every black pot.
Cooking my body. Says we shall pursue, we shall overtake, and we shall recover. We have surrendered our blessings in the years past. It is time to recover them. Is it business? Is it contracts? Is it your house? You will recover them. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout.